say in every life a little rain must fall. But I feel like I'm drowning and my back's against the wall. Cause it seems like everywhere I go, the rain keeps coming down. And sometimes I just can't stand it and I feel like leaving town. But I gotta dance on to the rhythm in my heart.
There you go. There's a little Andrew Salgado for you. Dance On, one of his hits. We're going to hear that live coming up a little bit later on. And Andrew is in the studio with us right now because Mark Sapelsa took the day off. And we figured who better to do headlines than Andrew Salgado. So that's the way that goes, yeah. And now I guess the question that I have for you, Andrew, is why is Andrew's microphone acting all squirrely? I don't understand what's going on.
There we go. I'm here now.
Yeah, that's better.
Welcome.
Thank you.
I like
thank
that.
You, Hannah. Nice to meet you.
Thank
you as well. Mm-hmm.
Now, that's, you know why that was? You know, Andrew, they call that operator error. Operator error.
This moment in technical aptitude brought to you by Rokon.
Yes. Hannah Stanley's in for Anna DeVlantis today. And we thought we'd do a little bit. You know, I'm very tense, Andrew.
Why?
I just, you know, the news.
The country's in such a great place.
Yeah, I know. Just the news. It's making me a little nuts right now.
Fake news.
And I'm now...
Fake microphones.
Those in the fake news people who are critical of the president are now the enemy of the United States of America,
according to the president today. Totally makes sense.
In his tweeting. You can just go look at it yourself. You don't have to take my word for it. Now, so I thought, you know, let's put all that aside and let's just have a little fun. We'll have Andrew in. We'll do a little singing. I won't. He will. And the other piece here too is that you're now. This is very, very cool. You just got signed by this charity called Music Over Miles, and you are going to be working for them 5 days a week, touring the country, and doing, like, you got like a regular job. Now, what are you doing?
I don't know if you can call it a regular job, but it's weird to talk about, but I'm the spokesperson now for Music Over Miles. Uh-huh. So it's an entire year, and it's Monday through Thursday. We're going to be traveling across the country, going to junior highs, high schools, colleges, and explaining what the music industry is. I mean, there's a lot of job titles that people don't even know about. And so, number one, it's education. And then two, I'm going to perform and they're going to be able to ask questions. And I'm going to bring some of my friends, some that are tour managers for some big names I can't mention here, and some that are actual artists and some that are songwriters that no one knows about but wrote this gigantic hit that you've been singing for weeks. And so, you know, if we're able to put all those things together, we can actually make a difference with these students. So for me, I told them, if I'm going to do this, you know, it has to be great.
It's what's interesting to me too is that there are certain universities all over the country that do departments of music that are about music business.
Right.
You get a music business degree as opposed to a music degree where you're having to sing all pretty and stuff with a music degree. The music business degree.
Music theory classes.
Right. That's it. I don't need a theory. It all started. I saw 2001 A Space Odyssey. It started with a monkey and a bone and a skull. And that's how it all started, right?
Yeah.
So I get it. But that's the theory that I'm going with. But what I think is interesting is that, like, Belmont University in Nashville,
that's a huge one,
does this program, which is probably the premier program for this, where people go in and they get to understand all the associated things with music. As you mentioned, there's tour management, there's music accounting where the artist never gets paid. There's
what's that about?
Yeah. There is, there's marketing and it's all changing now. I mean, it was a very different business 25 years ago, 30 years ago than it is now because, you know, a lot of people steal the music still to this very day, but now they're adjusting to that. And so there's software engineering surrounding it. And there's writing and producing and all that stuff.
And the list goes on, and you know, you hit it right on the head. Berkeley, Belmont, great schools. Not everyone can afford to go there. Mm-hmm. So, you know, what do you tell the kid that's in Mobile, Alabama, that wants to do it, that can do it, and is not doing it? There's a responsibility for someone to do this. Mm-hmm. I didn't know if I was the right person to do it. They feel I am, and I'm going to do my best job to do it.
Hey, I know you since you were a kid. Shut up. just shut up. Don't tell him you can't do it. You just fake it till you make it. Just 'cause you're going to go do it. You're fine. He's fine.
He's fine. He's going out there. It's fine.
It's going to be good.
Yeah.
So you're going to be playing your stuff. You can also do some, you're going to take some other artists with you too.
And... we're going to try. Yeah. I mean, each time it's going to be difficult because everyone has crazy schedules. So it's going to be a trial and error basis on what we're able to do in a particular school and what's needed and what we can accommodate. So,
yeah. Well, that's a very cool idea. That's a very cool idea. And do you get miles for this because it's called Music Over Miles? I guess you kind of do because you'll be traveling around the country.
I needed you to negotiate that deal then. I could have gotten more miles.
Maybe I should. I don't know.
No, this is about, you know, I've always worked with charities. You know that I've worked with Autism Speaks for a long time, United Cerebral Palsy, and a couple others. And it all really stemmed from my father working for United Cerebral Palsy. And growing up, I got to see that you can have a business and you can make a difference and you can do something great with your life. And, you know, I think it's Pablo Picasso that said,
don't drag him into
life
this.
It's a great quote. Okay. Life is about finding your gift, but the meaning of life is giving your gift away. And so I think I can do that.
I feel like I'm doing that right now. Yes. I would like to, we'd like Andrew to sing a song here in just a few minutes. Hold on 1 second. Hold on. Before we do that. Hold on. I get things. You know, every time you're in here, he has one song that is an absolute, there's no question about it. You're going to cry during it.
Okay.
Now, Hannah Stanley, who's in for Anna DeVlantis, has a heart of stone.
A heart of stone?
A heart of stone. Her heart is, it's like diamond-like, not even stone. It's like it's so fused from the pressure.
Because I never went out with Ro.
Of being around me.
Because you never went out with Ro?
That's why. Yeah. He thinks that.
For many years we worked together at ABC, and she's, and I think it's just, so she's absolutely impervious to all human emotion. It's like a Klingon, right? So so the thing is, now we're gonna end with this because you've got some upbeat stuff. You got, you know, like dance on and stuff like that. It's kind of fun. But he's got one that will, no matter what you can stop and think, oh, I'm not gonna cry. Tom Skilling cried.
Is it about puppies?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
No, close enough.
Narrow it in.
Just imagine puppies.
Okay.
Don't even imagine puppies during it. Think the exact opposite.
Okay.
When he's singing it, and then see if you can, and we'll see if we can make you cry. We're gonna do all of that. All right. So hold on 1 second, would you?
Don't move.
No, no. He's got his guitar, and he's got his hat that it tells us that he's somebody. He's got a lot of things. But first, Violetta Powdermedic's got the WGN traffic trouble spots.
Travel time still pretty heavy right now. Coming in on the Kennedy, 50 minutes from O'Hare to downtown. 25, actually, it's 40 minutes on the flip. 25 would have been nice, though. Over on 290, it's an hour.
It's like traffic by request. What would you like? I'd like about 15 minutes.
Looking at the express lanes there. So if you are interested, the express lanes are 25 minutes from Ontario to Montrose.
Oh, see, now that's good.
Mm-hmm.
See, now that would be good. I would like to do that. When can I get those?
I just gave them to you.
Can I ask you a question? When does the express lane flip?
So I don't know. It's like
I don't think they have a schedule.
Well,
it's always the opposite direction that I'm going.
Yeah, I know. I feel your pain. I want to do like a video series on like the magic guy who clicks the button somewhere.
It's pretty cool how they do it.
I know. Well, I don't know. So
well, then you should go out and do that.
I should. Yeah. I'm gonna investigate
All right, I'm sorry. Continue on.
Chicago Tribune delivers the stories that make the city with more journalists at work than any other local news source. Become a member today at chicagotribune.com.
International singing sensation Andrew Salgado is in the studio with us. And Andrew is...
I've never been outside of the country.
That doesn't mean your music hasn't.
Yeah, it's the internet.
Oh,
now.
That's true, though.
Let us sell you.
Okay. Exactly. I'm like Trump. He's the biggest, most important... the most important artist of all times. Plus, he's the only guy that would play my convention.
Oh God!
So Andrew Salgado did not actually play that convention, but he is here.
No,
he's here right now, and
let's
he's
make that clear.
He is a very he's one of those guys. It's a funny thing because you won the Pepsi Challenge a couple years ago, Pepsi Southern Challenge.
Yeah.
What was it called? Yeah. And it was a country music challenge, and the kid's from Darien. I mean, I think only
with a very thick Chicago accent.
Mel Tillis and Andrew Salgado are the only two Darien guys ever to come out and
there
be gigantic country music.
You don't have to be from the South.
There you go, that's Hannah.
The pain can, it just, it's all.
Three chords in the truth.
That's
all
three chords in the truth. It's such a good song.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right, you two.
You forgot, you don't know that I speak country.
Yes, no, yeah. I do. Yeah, thanks.
I didn't know you could speak country.
Andrew Salgado. Excuse me, people. I'm trying to move on with the show. Andrew Salgado is here. We're going to do a couple
of songs.
If people want to download your music,
good,
where do they go to download your music?
AndrewSalgado.net, Spotify, Amazon, anywhere that music is sold electronically.
iTunes.
Yeah. On the line.
Right. Anywhere, right on the line. Anywhere you could possibly do it. All right. Yeah. This was a hit for you, Dance On, right? We played it a few minutes ago, a little bit of it with the full orchestration, but I kind of like it when he's just got his guitar in his hand and he's got to try this out for us.
All right.
They say in every life a little rain must fall, but I feel like I'm drowning and my back's against the wall. Cause it seems like everywhere I go, the rain keeps coming down. And sometimes I just can't stand it and I feel like leaving town. But I gotta dance on to the rhythm in my heart. Moving on is a real good place to start. Ain't nothing but a little rain. Gotta keep on smiling through this thing and dance on. Don't let that storm to pass. Dance on, baby. Don't let that storm to pass. I could hide inside this house or just up and run away. But I think I'll face this storm like it's just another day. Cause nothing's ever gonna grow without a little bit of a rain. I'm gonna kick and splash, sing and laugh and go a little bit insane. Yeah, I'm gonna dance on to the rhythm in my heart. Moving on is a real good place to start. Ain't nothing but a little rain. Gotta keep on smiling through this thing and dance on. Don't wait for that storm to pass. Dance on, baby. Don't wait for that storm to pass. Things have a way of working out. The sun will make a rainbow from the clouds. So I gotta dance on to the rhythm in my heart. Moving on is a real good place to start. Ain't nothing but a little rain. Gotta keep on smiling through this thing and dance on. Don't wait for that storm to pass. Dance on, baby. Don't wait for that storm to pass.
Andrew Salgado. did you get a little emotional? Did you get a little tickle somewhere, anywhere?
I got emotional. It's exciting.
Yeah.
So talented to be right here.
I know. I hear him singing so purdy and all that.
Yeah.
I don't know how. And again, a guy from Darien shouldn't have that country kind of whatever. It's not a twang anymore. It's just like an attitude.
Country is so less twangy though these days,
right? So, and it's all about,
it's,
you know,
it's very crossover.
It's also because the best it does appear, because I know you're Nashville based. It does appear that the best producers and engineers now are in Nashville.
They are.
And the best, and you got some of the best musicians in the world. They all go to Nashville and they get on all these records, and you don't necessarily hear them. You don't see their names necessarily, but some people are just like sitting in. All of a sudden, there's Vince Gill sitting in on something, and you're like, what the hell is that?
Vince Gill's played on everything for the last 20 years.
Yeah.
Everything.
Urban does that, too.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, and Nashville, and people come from all over the world. Nashville was always known for country, and classical music was being produced down there because they had the best engineers, and the RCA had that big complex, that big studio for all that. And now it's back, and Nashville's just a ton of fun.
My producer is working with Kid Rock as we speak.
Is Kid Rock in Nashville?
Yeah, he's at his studio.
Yeah, there you go. He's going to be he's going to run for the Senate, I'm told, in Michigan.
He's on the short list.
Yes,
yeah.
He's on the short list for he and Ted Nugent.
That's not fake news.
No, I know.
Wait a second, hold on. No, that is not fake news.
Not fake news.
All right.
What's his real name?
Andrew, hold on one second. We'll come right back. And more Andrew Salgado. We got Tom Skilling coming your way. We also have Judy Pilak with the WGN News 2 minutes away. All right, kids. Andrew Salgado's in the studio. Tom Skilling's about to join us. Tom, I want you to sit back here, and I want you to listen and enjoy this for just one moment.
I will do that, bro.
Okay, there we go.
All right.
I could go on for hours and probably come up with at least 1,000 things that I could say about her, yeah. But really, why bother when all I need is just two words to tell you everything I love about her. Absolutely everything. Absolutely everything. 24 hours. Ain't a minute in the day I'm wanting her to think that I don't think about her. No, no. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. No, no. Is ever gonna change or make me think I'd ever wanna live without her. She's absolutely everything. Absolutely everything. What does she mean to me? Absolutely everything. Absolutely everything. She's my everything. Oh, absolutely everything.
Okay.
Right. So good.
Very nice.
You know what I hate?
Hey, Tom.
Hello. How are you, Andrew?
Third time.
Yeah.
Third time we talked together. And good, we still haven't seen each other face to face.
No, we have not seen each other
face to face.
We're
like Facebook friends, aren't we?
I know. I know. Yeah. I love your work.
I hate a guy with talent, Tom. I'm just going to tell you that right now.
Yep. Yep. Very nice. I was tapping along with that. I'm telling you, that you can get into that. That's very nice.
Thank you.
Wonderful sentiment. We've all had people like that in our lives, and few of us are able to express it quite as clearly as that. That's very nice.
And some of us can express it but can't hold on to it.
Yeah. Right.
Some of us just express it and don't mean it. There's that too.
That's true too.
There's that. So, you got that problem.
That's right.
Well, now here's the thing. I decided, you know, Tom, I'm under a little bit of stress. I don't know if you've noticed this.
I can't imagine that, Rob. Yeah, you under stress.
I've been a little bit stressy.
I know.
And
I think we all have.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, Anna had to take like 4 days off to get away from me.
Yes, it's me, Hannah Stanley.
Hannah Stanley is in because it was
Hi,
like,
Hannah.
Hi, Uncle Tommy Skilling.
How are you?
I'm so good.
Good.
I want to hug you.
Oh, go ahead.
Okay, good. I'm coming over. Right. I'll be over
here.
Later.
I'm hugging you now too.
Oh, that's so nice. I'll drive by Bradley Place on the way home.
All right.
Tom said security.
I'll tell you.
I give him all the credit for the weather.
That's very nice, Hannah.
Yeah. I tell you, I have nothing to do with it. But see, I figure there's a motive in telling you that because
then you don't get the blame.
That's it.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. No, it is gorgeous. This is really.
Let's work our way back into this too, because this is a little unusual, right? Obviously for February.
Very unusual.
Everyone's talking about it because you know we did that story about everybody going out on the street, and the end of February, like around the auto show every year, which is still going on through Monday, right?
Right.
You could be like climbing over piles of snow.
Oh, yeah.
To get to
Three
the
years
auto
ago,
show.
We had feet of snow.
We did.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody sent me a picture reminding me about snowpocalypse, as they referred to it, February of 2011. We had 29 inches of snow that February. No, this is really peculiar. And you know, we've got the statistics to back it up. The temperatures that we'll see between now and Wednesday, that'd be February 17th through 22, will be the warmest we've ever seen over the instrument record that goes back 147 years. So that, you know, there's the statistical proof that we're in rare meteorological
territory.
We had any
snow in February? No, right?
We haven't had much. We've been in a snow drought. I think we've had about a tenth of an inch.
You say drought like it's a bad thing.
Well, you know, you pay for everything eventually. You know, one thing, you know, the snow, the lack of moisture is a little concerning if we don't start getting some. And we've got plenty of time to get it. But
for the first time ever, the state of Illinois can save money on anything. And it's the salt that we've had to use this year.
It's true. It's easier on the environment.
We've got a surplus.
Does that stuff expire?
It does, though. That's the problem. Is it, I don't think it lasts because they get in the summer it rains on it and then it's gone.
Well, another thing too, we'll have insects that weren't disposed of because of the warmth this year. So we'll deal with them in the warm season.
I found a spider in my house yesterday.
Yeah.
And there are rules.
That's what I said.
And mold
spores. The spider. I said, "Hey, excuse me.
Pardon me.
Excuse me, Charlotte.
There's a
sign. You are getting the hell out of my house.
What are you doing here?
Via a Kleenex.
Exactly.
But it is pretty nice. Somebody also wrote me and said, hey, we're saving a lot of money on fuel bills for heating. And there's a truth to that as well.
Yeah.
So, heck of a storm out west in California. This air mass, by the way, originated in the tropical Pacific. So this
I can tell. I can smell Tahiti.
Can you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you've got good sensory.
Yeah.
It smells like hibiscus good senses, and pineapple.
Yeah. And regrets.
Olfactory herbs.
Thank you, Andrew. See, again, there he is.
Tahiti and regrets.
Right. Yeah. Just a little bit of Marlon
like
Brando.
Smells like a Polynesian hotel.
So is there, you said this is going to stay with us through Monday?
Yeah. You know, and it's interesting. It'll boost the rank. This is now the 17th warmest February. By the time this is done, by the end of next week, we'll have jumped to the fourth warmest February.
Wow.
So that'll put us in the top tier of February's in terms of temperature, and it all but guarantees, this winter will be the warm affair that we'd kind of suspected it would be. So that's quite interesting. There will be a change to colder weather next weekend, so it'll be noticeably cooler, but even then it should be modestly above normal.
But, Tom, didn't the Farmer's Almanac tell us
don't ever. I've known Tom long enough. Don't bring them up.
I understand.
Don't bring them up.
No, but you're right, Hannah.
They said it was going to be Armageddon. It was going to be terrible.
And you know the problem with that is we're all slain with the same sword. I'm getting all kinds of things. What happened to this cold winter you guys were all talking about? And we weren't all talking about
right,
it. But
no.
People have science. Yeah. It's called science.
Right. I know.
Right.
I'm proving his point.
Yeah. It. This.
Farmer's Almanac.
Wait a second. I read Farmer's Almanac, and I know it was based on the amount of wool on the woolly centipede.
Look at that. Is that creepy?
No.
Oh.
It is your commander-in-chief.
Oh, I see that.
Fake media liar.
I see, our president. Oh, yeah. Very good. I can, you know, you sound a lot like creepy, President.
Yeah, he does.
How is creepy doing these days? Has not come out of the the basement very often.
He's been working. Well, you know, he spends a lot of time.
Andrew, are you familiar with Creepy?
Creepy Uncle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Creepy Uncle.
No, I thought we were talking about politics.
Yeah. No.
I stay away from politics.
I think we still are.
Yes. Yeah. No, no.
All singers should.
Creepy Uncle lives in the basement, and he's been, and we've locked that door. Actually, I think, if I'm not mistaken, Kevin took him out to Arizona, because Kevin's the only guy that actually talks to him on the show.
Yeah.
So.
Well, Kevin and he speak the same language.
Let him get some sun, a little vitamin D.
Yeah, exactly. is he scared? By the way, has he scared Joe Madden yet? That'll happen.
He was escorted off the premises within 15 minutes of arriving here, bro.
Wow. If you imagine. All right, we'll talk to him next week. All right, you know what we're going to do? Let's get the forecast, the very happy forecast.
Yeah,
and
it's
then we'll
a
come
beautiful
back.
One.
Now, you remember, Tom, that, you know, now Andrew's got one song that is an absolute slayer.
I know.
It is like it makes everybody cry.
Only one song.
I think. I'll tell you, Andrew. I think you've got more than one in the.
But he's got one. He's got one that is an absolute tearjerker.
I know. Talking about his dad.
Yeah, undie dropper. He's got it, like the whole thing going on there.
Wait, what?
And we're gonna see.
I heard someone in their car just heard dad and undie dropper.
That's what I heard.
The same sentence. You're gonna get into an accident.
I have whiplash right now from that. My kids are listening.
I got to start coming on Fridays.
So the point is that this is a song that makes the sensitive people in the audience.
That's right.
Get sort of welled up, right?
Right. Yeah. Like you and me, Ro, you know?
Yeah.
Right.
Barbara Streisand.
Absolutely.
You know,
Andrew.
And yeah. Andrew. That's what it is.
And we're finished.
Tom and I have to hold each other.
it's the song that won me the Pepsi contest, too.
Yeah. So that's it. See, that's
really?
The point. Yeah, the Pepsi challenge. Yeah,
good
Pepsi
for you.
Challenge. All right. But we'll play that in just a few minutes here. But first, I want you to do this slowly, Tom.
Yes.
I want you to tell us
kind of
the
yeah.
4-day.
Give me the dropping.
Give me the weekend.
Let us savor it.
You want kind
weekend
of the
forecast, yeah.
The Barry White forecast.
Yeah, that's what I want, right?
Yeah. Well, it's going to be mellow this weekend. we're talking about temperatures 67, thereabouts tomorrow. And that could break a record tomorrow.
Sexy weather.
Isn't that something? And. You know, if you're right by the lake on Sunday, you might have a lake breeze come in. Lower temperatures to the 50s, but it'll be in the 60s inland. And then we're back to 70 on Monday.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Is that
close enough.
Oh, you are so good
close
at that.
Oh, I tell you. Hannah, he's made me practice.
Don't I know it.
Yeah, I know. All right, Tommy. Now do this on YouTube.
Yeah. The only thing I needed there was a music. I should have had Andrew produce a musical bit.
$2,000 a day, Tom.
There you go. And I can get anything
I
want.
Right. Six
any
in the morning.
Musical bit I want.
Right. But he has to be out by 6 p.m. It's a 12-hour day.
I see.
All right. Could you hold on, Tom? We're going to come back and we're going to play that song. Will you stick around
with us? Great. I will.
All right. Okay. But first, Violetta Potomatic has got the WG. She did talk about Heart of Stone. She'll never cry.
What?
She'll never cry.
I was tickled by the last song.
All right. Wow. I don't think that's what that was supposed to do, but go ahead. All right, Hannah, Andrew Salgado, @AndrewSalgado, AndrewSalgado.com, or allslidemusic.net.
.net.
Someday.
One day you'll be able to graduate to the comms. I don't know what happened.
No, it's another guy. Don't
that's
go there.
The artist.
That SOB. We'll talk to him. I'm going to talk to him about that. All right, Tom, this is the one.
This is the
one that makes everybody weep.
Beautiful.
And
it's
I don't know.
A beautiful piece of music.
It absolutely is, and I don't know if Hannah in her Heart of Stone is going to be able to endure this for 3 minutes and 15 seconds.
But I'm guessing she won't, Ro.
Thank you, Tom. I will take that she will, and then we will bet our standard our standard $50,000. Now, here we go.
Hannah, we love you.
I love you. You.
Andrew Salgado, AndrewSalgado.net, and @AndrewSalgado for everything. And, of course, you can go to iTunes and Amazon and everywhere where fine music is sold on the interwebs. For Andrew Salgado, this is my family.
Every day is a struggle to make it on my own. No job, no love of my life. No messages on my phone. But I know that it just takes time. And I know that I will be fine. No matter what life brings my way. 'Cause what I have is a family who loves me like angels up above me, always there to guide me on my way. My father's sense of wisdom, my mother's intuition, a brother who will stand up for me when I say that all I need is my family. When my life goes through change and my world is upside down, it's their love that makes me brave, yeah. Even when they're not around, 'cause I know that it just takes time. And I know that I will be fine.
no matter what life brings my way. 'Cause what I have is a family who loves me like angels up above me, always there to guide me on my way. My father's sense of wisdom, my mother's intuition, a brother who will stand up for me when I say that all I need is my family. Looking back now, I can see how much they've sacrificed for me. Thank God I have a family who loves me like angels up above me, always there to guide me on my way. My father's sense of wisdom, oh, my mother's intuition, a brother who will stand up for me when I say that all I need is my family.
Not a dry eye in the house. Tom, you owe me $50,000.
Is that right?
She didn't actually cry. But
I did not cry.
She did not cry.
It's a beautiful song.
It's
really
a very beautiful,
beautiful
song.
It is.
Such lovely words. You're a poet and a musician, and your instrumental work is spectacular. Your guitar work.
Oh, thank you. You know, I never really get to play. Can I just mess around when we close this thing out here?
Yeah.
What's the rules here, Ron?
Rules are we got to take a break because we got to get out to the auto show where Justin Kaufman is standing by. Tom, have a great weekend.
Hey,
we will talk
guys,
to you next
you
week.
You too. Enjoy the warm weather.
Thank you
very much.
Thank you,
Tom. Good to talk to you, Hannah. Bye, Andrew.
Take care, Tom. We've got Rob Martier standing by with the WGN News coming your way in 2 minutes.